Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Dave Muhammadar shot video showing recovery of a Scan Eagle UAV at In Situ's flight test site in Gilliam County, Oregon, and posted it to defense blog The Dew Line. On Aerial View, Ari Egozi pondered whether the Obama re-election might affect the Israeli Air Force's plans, and he notes the Iranian threat, the civil war in Syria, which in recent days has crawled towards the border with Israel, and other defense issues mean it is not a good time for tensions between Washington and Jerusalem. Egozi also explained how the souring of Israel's relationship with Turkey led to Elbit suing the nation's former government over a canceled deal. The image of the day blog carried a photo taken at the Aviation Nation 2012 event at Nellis Air Force Base and posted by airspace user Flyer Vostet. It shows a North American P-51 Mustang, two F-86 Sabres, and a Lockheed Martin F-22. And now, top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. The U.S. Air Force has released its first images of the wreckage of a Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor that crashed at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida on November 15th, as an investigation into the cause of the accident continues. Assigned to the USAF's 325th Fighter Wing, the 5th generation fighter was destroyed as it came down around 0.2 nautical miles east of the drone runway at Tyndall. Its pilot ejected safely, and first responders were on scene in less than 2 minutes, according to the service. The F-22 was on a routine training mission when it crashed. Brazilian carrier Gol Linhas Aéreas is to shut down budget airline Webjet and lay off 850 employees. Webjet will be closed down in phases, beginning with the cessation of flight operations which are conducted by Boeing 737-300s. Gol says the aircraft are technologically out of date and their fuel consumption makes them no longer competitive. The carrier disclosed in July 2011 that it was intending to take over Webjet. Brazilian regulator CADE approved the acquisition in October, stating that Gol would have 36% of slots at Rio de Janeiro's Santos Dumont Airport following the merger. Anyone who is still in doubt about the importance of the Greater China air transport market only needs to look at the number of aircraft in service and the large numbers that are heading there in the next decade. Much of the attention over the past few years has been on the Gulf carriers like Emirates, which have used their hubs and connectivity to rapidly increase their market share and force virtually every network carrier to rethink its business model. The emergence of China's airlines will prove to be another seismic shift in the airline industry, according to Boston Consulting Group. Quote, China's rapidly emerging airlines are poised to further shake up the industry as China becomes a viable and cost-effective midpoint stop for Europe to Asia traffic flows. Already among the top performers in terms of growth and profitability, carriers in China and the Middle East are poised to reshape the Europe to Asia routes, squeezing the business of legacy endpoint and hub carriers. The 8 days of fighting over Gaza have brought the use of unmanned air vehicles and intelligence sensors to a peak that some Israeli sources have described as unprecedented. The combination of a very small geographical area, a policy to try not to affect those uninvolved in the fighting, and the type of threat facing Israel created a situation in which several types of UAV and airborne and ground-based intelligence sensors played a major role. Details of the equipment used remain classified, but the sources say the Air and Ground Forces UAV units were strained to their limits.